During the summer of 2012, 6 people drowned in the Russian River. That really bothered David Robinson, who's now parks manager for Sonoma County, so he set out to do something about it.
When we saw those deaths in 2012, we said, hey, we have to bring the message out to the beaches. We have to go out there and educate people while they're recreating.
The following summer, a new river patrol program was launched, sending teams of lifeguards and park rangers out to the places on the river where the most emergency calls came from.
The river patrol is out Friday through Monday. They're patrolling the areas with the greatest incidence of water-related emergencies, so Sunset Beach, Mom's Beach, Forestville River Access, Riverfront, and Steelhead.
Talking with thousands of river users each summer, in both Spanish and English, the patrol teams offer people free life jackets to use and point out the most hazardous spots along the river, something the lifeguards update every season.
The lifeguards dive it every year in May and find the holes and find where the river changes, because each year it's different due to flooding and just the natural course of the river. So they have all the hazard areas marked out on maps, and they can go down and talk to someone and say, hey, you're swimming right near a big hole, or your two-year-old is right next to a 6-foot drop-off. You know, you should stay within arm's reach. And by the way, how about a free life jacket? Would you like to wear that for the day? That'll make you all even safer.
But river use is also high on the midweek days that the patrols are not active. So Robinson has introduced a new way to offer those people some help, too.
What we did this year was to provide those life jackets 7 days a week for free. So they're available during park hours. Anybody can go and fit one on. There's big signage that shows people how to use them, where to return them, how to fit them properly. And they're available 7 days a week, even when the river patrol is not out and patrolling those areas.
Larry Laba, a river tour operator based in Healdsburg, has supported the program by donating hundreds of life jackets since the river patrols began.
When I want to swim in the Russian River, I put on a life vest. This really isn't a river that you swim in. This is a river you float in. And wearing a life vest is fun because you can plop down in the water and you're immediately just rising on the surface.
On a hot Saturday recently, Santos Martinez sat near the water at Steelhead Beach with an extended family group, watching his young niece, Julieta, splashing happily in a blue life jacket off the county-provided rack.
I thought that it's really great because we didn't come prepared with any life jacket or anything like that. So when I saw him hanging there, and I said, oh, perfect, because that way she feel more safe to get into the water.
But for a first-hand reaction, I spoke to Julieta herself.
You're swimming with a life jacket today. What does that let you do?
Swim.
You get to stay in the water longer?
Yeah.
You feel safe?
Yeah.
So you just want to get back in the water now, don't you?
Yeah.
David Robinson has heard many such stories and welcomes them. But that's not the most important measure of the program's impact.
The first year we had 17 life-saving rescues. So that means 17 people may have drowned or died on the river if we hadn't been there at the right time at the right spot. And that's not to say that the River Patrol will always be there, and that's why we wanted to make sure that we had those life jackets available 7 days a week. But they were there in those instances, and no one drowned in 2013 on the Russian River. And we've had similar success rates each year. Numerous rescues, numerous preventative actions.
Predictably, not all of the free life jackets get returned. But Robinson's okay with that.
No, we don't get them all back. We get about a 70% retention rate, 60 to 70%, but that's fine. If people take them and they continue to use them, that's great. That's what they're there for.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.